嗯，读经，咱们就能信息的。那你就是这样，说的，那你就到亚拉多吧，听听什么单呀？那你读起别上去，滴滴香呀，那你写了个哪玩意？我听听干嘛开始什么单
？So as usual, spend a couple of minutes, to bring the Manjushri to the mind, think about Manjushri.And then offer him the seven-branched worship, then do the practice of receiving the flow of nectar, which purifies us of our negativities and obscurations, and which also increases our wisdom. Obedience to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds his heart as scripture text, symbolic overseeing all things, is there, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements, all traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by the self. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely holy Buddha on 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts that explain them. O Maravatana De, O Maravatana De. Remember we discussed about the four permutations between karma, accumulated and karma created, right? So there is karma that is created but not accumulated. Yeah, karma accumulated but not created. Karma that is both created and accumulated, and karma that is neither created nor accumulated.
어떻게 다던다 다티칼로 쉬어서 가르스나 레사 세 근데 사기에 다티 삼탄 거야지 먼저 레사 세 던다 로 레사 수도 가는 쉬바나 신데 다던다 그러나 가서래 슈타라 유용하시고 해야지 레사 봐라 간다 간이나 슈타도 요즘 먹고 해야지 내지 충분히나 다 내지 싹바래 쓰기요
So it is important to understand, you know, the meaning of to accumulate a karma. Yeah, so it's something we have to think about. Yeah. So when or in under what conditions is action or karma accumulated? So as we've discussed before, in order for karma to be accumulated, that action you know, has to be done, you know, in a very powerful way, right? And there is a so there's strong, you know, effort behind it, and the action has to last for quite a while, yeah, isn't it? So if the action is not very forceful, and if it's only done for short period of time, then the action is not accumulated, right? Karma is not accumulated. So in order for that action to fully ripen, right, for the results of that action to materialize, first one must accumulate the karma for it. So if the karma is not accumulated, then it will not ripen. We have to move our mind in the direction of virtue, yeah. So there's so many different kinds of virtue that one can engage in, yeah. So let's take for example generating a faith in the Buddha, right? So in order for us to accumulate the good strong karma in relation to, let's say, having faith in Buddha. So now faith in Buddha must be strong, and it must last, you know, for a long time. Yeah. So if we have that kind of, we are able to generate that kind of strong and enduring faith in the Buddha, then we actually accumulate karma. And because when this karma is accumulated, then strong imprints left on the mental continuum.
Oh, that in this chumba na lesa legi paja namshe tundu shache ani saram saram dawa nyongashi that legi give legi namba mi pichodi saram saram nyongashi yungtube imare.
So that's using this as an example. So if we have if we have strong and enduring faith, and then we accumulate karma, yeah? And also this action leaves a strong positive imprint on our mental continuum, such that we will experience the fruitional effects in the future lives from life to life, yeah, and experience the positive results of that action. And if we are able to accumulate karma, you know, in such, for example, such a virtuous karma, and then it leaves a strong impression on the mental continuum. Yeah. And for sure, we will experience the causally concordant effects of this action. Yeah. And you know the causally concordant effects, when divided, there is the causally concordant experiential effect, and there is the causally concordant behavioral effects. Yeah. So yeah, we will definitely be able to experience these two. Yeah. So using the faith in the Buddha as an example, in order, you know, to accumulate this strong karma, in relation to thinking about Buddha, in order for us to accumulate this strong karma in the first place, we first must have faith in him, and not just faith, a faith that is strong and enduring, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So how does strong and enduring faith arises? Without which we will not accumulate karma, isn't it? So strong and enduring faith in the Buddha can only arise on the basis of knowing who the Buddha is, for example. It arises on the basis of knowing, you know in your heart, you know, that enlightenment, that Buddha does really exist. You know, it's not just some fairy tale, but you know, it is an existent. You know, so if you have this, you know, then you have strong, enduring faith, which then enables us to accumulate a strong, virtuous karma. So in order for us to know who the Buddha really is, what is the Buddha, that the Buddhahood is a possibility, and so on and so forth, that must be preceded by an understanding, knowledge, which comes from learning the Dharma.
Oh, Tinsan, that's Shunga Tosam Chedi, but Naga Chimuti, but Chesant Naga de Shingwe, Kapkolayan, Shunga Tosam Chedi, Kadibu Chai Chibut in the summer Kogodo, in the memory, Nazandi, Hog Naga de Shish, Tinny, Ramin Chi, the Chitim.
So you see the point? Studying is important. Why learning the Dharma and reflecting on the Dharma is important. Yeah. So this is just an example. Yeah. Right. Because it's important for us to understand this. Otherwise, because sometimes you know, it is possible, you know, to think that all this learning and what have you, is just an intellectual trip. You know, and it's only for talk. Yeah. You know. But it's not the case, right? So this is something that we really have to think about, yeah, for ourselves, isn't it? Yeah, because you know, what does it mean to accumulate karma. How is karma accumulated? You know, so we have to think about it, and especially in relation to virtue, because we want to accumulate virtue, isn't it? Not just do virtue, but we want to accumulate virtue. So we have to, think about it.
Yeah.
So if in order for the karma to ripen in the future, if we want to experience the positive results of the virtuous actions that we engage in, then we have to think about how to best accumulate that karma, isn't it? The karma has to be accumulated, right? And in order for the karma to be accumulated, you know, the attitude behind an action has to be quite forceful, strong, powerful. And it's not just for a short time, yeah. You know, we have to make it enduring, yeah. So, what is it in our means, to do that? You know? So this is something we have to think for ourselves, and then put it into practice, yeah. So, back to the example of having faith in the Buddha, yeah. So if we don't accumulate the karma, so if we just have some little bit of faith. But if it's not strong or if it is not enduring, I mean, whether we accumulate karma or not, you know, it's one big question mark, right? And even if there's even if we do accumulate, you know, but if it is not strong, and if it is not forceful, and if it does not last for a long time, then you know, you really have to think about whether whether the effects, you know, from that action, of that action, will actually arise in the future. Yeah.
So I have good, maybe give some kind of example. If you have to wake up at 5 o'clock, for example, you must wake up 5 o'clock. Yeah. Before you go to bed, you have this strong way of thinking, I have to wake up. Then somehow you will wake up even before that. Yeah, this is my own experience. No? I woke up 3 o'clock, I woke up 4 o'clock, I woke up 5 o'clock. So that shows when strong mind to wake up before you go to bed. I need to wake up, you know, then that deep strong imprint in your mind. You fall asleep like a dead, you know, for 2-3 hours. But somehow, because of imprint, you know, push you wake up. Yeah. If you don't think like seriously, I need to wake up, or tomorrow wake up, you don't think seriously, you fall asleep, you will fall asleep until 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You won't wake up 5. Yeah. So this is the some kind of example, way of thinking, then that live in print in your mind. You know, this, I feel this very good to understand. Okay? Like sleeping is like a death. Okay? When you die from this life, go to the next life. Waking up is like next life. Same thing like that. You're strong in print, then you die, maybe next life can experience. Can wake up. Huh? Otherwise, no, don't know. Huh? This life sleep, next life sleep, no. What just on the name, just on the simple thing to Paja Sha said it. No, one at the George Shimon, dot away, Paja Shamatuna, and copy about it. No, just on that. Yes, sir, Paja Sha said George Shimeta.
So So when it comes down to placing, you know, strong imprints in on our mental continuum, in our minds, you know, imprints that will actually move on to the next life, you know. So we really have to think about that, yeah, and what, you know, what we can do, yeah, okay? Because if we don't put, you know, these strong imprints in our minds, you know, the imprint that will actually, you know, move on to the next life and manifest itself, yeah, I think it becomes quite difficult, yeah. So, of course, in order for us to leave a strong imprints on our mental continuum, then the action, you know, that we engage in the virtue has to be strong and enduring. So as we carry on with our lives, you know, then we should really ask and examine whether we are leaving strong imprints on our mind or not, yeah. Okay? So basically when it comes down to engaging virtue, whenever we do that, then we have to try to ensure that when we engage in those virtues, you know, the action is strong and enduring. Yeah? And if we do that, then these imprints will move on with us to our next, to our future lives. And if so, then we would have made our current life meaningful.
Yeah.
So in the text, you know, when the text was discussing about the four permutations between karma accumulated and karma created, the example of killing, which is a non-virtue, was used, yeah, isn't it? But, well, you know, you just have to substitute the example with something, with a virtuous action, yeah, with virtue, yeah. It's the same, right? The process is the same, yeah, isn't it, yeah? So it becomes very important for us to understand, you know, when is a karma accumulated? How is it accumulated, right? And then in relation to virtue, and we have to understand the essence, the essentials, yeah, and then, you know, implement it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll continue with the text. So next is the section which discusses about the faults, yeah, of the afflictions.
Yeah.
Okay, So yeah, so on page 118 of the root text, if you're following Lamrim Chenmo, is page 301. Yeah. So here the quotations from two texts, yeah, highlighting the faults of the affliction. So one quotation from the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras, and one from engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds. Yeah. So what does the quotation from the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras say? So because of the afflictions, we destroy ourselves. Others are harmed, destroyed as well. We also destroy our ethical discipline because of our afflictions. And because of destroying these, then we will be reborn in a leisureless condition. And whatever the good qualities that we may have had disappears, degenerates. And also then it becomes an obstacle, a hindrance to us gaining new qualities. Yeah. Then the couple of quotations from the engaging the Bodhisattva deeds. No? So the first one says, enemies such as hatred and craving have neither feet nor hands, and are neither brave nor intelligent. How then have they enslaved me? So essence of this verse is that we are the slaves, no? Of our afflictions. Yeah? We have lost our independence. Yeah? Due to the afflictions, yeah. In fact, they have us under control. While they dwell within my mind, they are pleased to do me harm. They are not to be endured without anger. Tolerance of them is ridiculous. Even if all the deities and demigods should rise up as my enemies, they cannot lead me or force me into the fires of the unrelenting hell. But this powerful enemy, the afflictions, cast me in an instant into fires, so hot that if they met even Mount Meru, not even ashes would remain. So our afflictions leads us to so much suffering. Yeah. So the verses are saying that the external enemy, no matter how powerful the being may be, they can never ever throw us, or lead us, or make us to go into the hell realms. Yeah, but our afflictions can.
Oh, Tukshin, that on the Ningbo digi, that carcina, that Nimung, Sudoka, Kesado, Rala, Rama, Mabache, 대지고 말 랑라 랑어 매바 체제 아니 집다 동아 아니 손 숨비 동아 빠도 매바 딘데라 아니 바다 치바 치기 하레스 딘데 인자 다 준센 대체나 랑어 매바 줘 동아 빠도 매바 줘 치기 여자 다 니몽 세디 다 쇼발라 아니 좀바 땡고 그랬어 왔다 밥셔 님보 티케 그래
so the afflictions enslave us. We lose our independence totally, and the afflictions then throws us into the lower realms, the miserable states of existences. So if that's the case, then we have to work at destroying the affliction. So this is the essential advice, right?
What is in cinema? That person, dark in the moon, the whole come. You didn't turn down happiness. The same queen and tether, you need to be my in. But in that daddy, an issue that Carsore. Nova Chabadi, two tundons in Maris, two tires, the Toma Mabane, Nova Chini, Dazi Chatigars, that took some beer. Shall we check
the The enemy that is my afflictions has lasted for a long time without beginning or end. No other enemy has the power to last for such a long time. Yeah? So the verse is saying that the enemy of the afflictions has been around for a very, very long time.
Yeah? What to say? Tinema, Tumba, Jumdo, Tenchena, Tanje, Penda, Decina, Nimona, Tenchena, Chishin, Novaches, Tata, Sholo, Chipo, Tigi, Tata, Karasena, Nimumbadan, Topodina, Digmanis, Tata, this way.
Given appropriate service and attention, everyone helps you and makes you happy. But if you serve your afflictions, they only inflict further suffering. Yeah? So the verse is saying that we should not befriend the afflictions.
What is it? That in this way is not that tiggy, that carcina, to Toma Mabane, Rana Novachi. Chisum tell a jibe, Anichi Tesum, and Novache, you may. What in the inzang, and in Yumumba, Anichi to Toma Mabane, Novachavaisa. 그래서 니모바 쇼발라 아니 즉 좀바 윤중부 된 거야. 그러니까 좀바 윤통동 니모 중세 권배 아니 니모라 교 저토고 말했어. 그것도 통만 매바는 유는 거. 너가 지내진다. 티 니모야 유는 거 같아 때는 건 거야.
So the afflictions have been humming us you know, since the time without beginning. Yeah. And so the verse is saying we should not befriend the afflictions. For the more we become friends with the afflictions, the more harm we will receive from them. Yeah. And because the afflictions have been with us for a very long time, in fact, since time without beginning, so therefore the afflictions are not going to be destroyed. Just by cultivating the antidote for a short period of time. Yeah? So in order to destroy, to vanquish the afflictions, we have to work at the antidotes now, for a long time. Okay?
So the
verses are saying that we should not befriend the afflictions. Yeah. Rather, we should vanquish the afflictions. Yeah. To destroy the afflictions. The more we are able to conquer the afflictions, the more the closer we move in the direction of happiness.
nimungbe nimi swa tukshinde sungshe ta ta tine ma ta tanda ta tanda ta tanda di jela tine bare ta nimungbe nimi shen kore karchine nimungbe nimi shene kare pendo yare nimungbe ta ta nimungbo chula samba ngonjin shene ane kare pendo yare ta tanda rwa ta ti tiwali rwa ta ti sungi duka na tine ma ta
So, I mean, one may wonder, no, why do we have to really, you know, think about the faults of the afflictions, and why is it that we have to, you know the characteristics, you know, and the definitions of all those different afflictions? What's the point? Why do we need to do this? Yeah. So the answer is given here, right, in the text. Yeah.
독신이 다 대중아라 다 공부해 샤네스 다 니모 뽕아라 니모 니미당 친이당 니모당 제외 균함 시크스 니미 시바체는 균도 다 다스 니미 마셰나 다 미코에스 더데 견당 준준의 송바 다 삼바인스
Okay, so as Ngumbawa said, to eliminate afflictions, you must know the afflictions' faults, their characteristics, their remedies, and the causes for their arising. After you have recognized their faults, regard them as defective and consider them enemies. If you do not recognize their faults, you will not understand that they are enemies. Therefore, it is said that you should reflect on this, following what is said in the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras and engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds. Gumbawa also said that study Vasubandhu and Asanga's text on knowledge on Abhidharma, as well in order to understand the characteristics of the afflictions. Well, at the least, study Vasubandhu's explanation of the five aggregates. Once you know the root and secondary afflictions, then when any attachment, hostility, or such arises in your mind stream, you can identify it thinking, oh, this is that, and now it has arisen. And then you fight the affliction.
Yeah. 망보시라 다카스나 페나 타파르도 니몽베 남다 망고 아니 지 신이 망고 시타고 다 니모 다메 다이고 다 캬바 십 섭부 신이 니모 세디 도샤세 콘도 세다 도다 다와마다 다밍아 세디 십 섭부 신이 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 숨해시 다 도다 내가 디티 말에 고 란길라 깨와 고 깨인도 가라 가리 니모 숨지 다 티 니모 딱딱 가리 두고도 시 된세 다 고 내가 쏘해
I guess I think quite a lot of people kind of wonder, you know, why do we have to know all this elaborate, discussion about the afflictions, there's all this, if you study them in detail, there's their definitions, their divisions, and this one whole long list of seemingly technical stuff, but the whole point of doing it is that, if you know, especially when we talk about the afflictions, what is hostility, and what is attachment and ignorance, and those five what afflicted views, those terminology things, the whole list of complicated stuff, wonder what on earth is it going to do in my life, right? But the whole point of learning this is so that you can be very exact, when it comes to identifying, the affliction as a reason in the mind, then you can then also know the antidotes, that can counteract, those afflictions, yeah.
어떻게 세상 다 내 삶만 땅 바이나 거다 지금 신이 중간다 터섬시에 내가 지금 시작해야지 그리고 조조 다 언니무 십조부 시행과지 다 배제 망부 다니다 디레샤 신이다 모터시 시행과지 계시무시 다 뒤인장 저 니몬도 쇼버치에 고기와래 저 동할 때에 니몬 그때 그래서 니몬 쇼버치에 니몬 쇼버치에 니몬 디레 신이라 쪼고야 디체발라 다 로핀 치고도 와요 그리고 터섬 치고야
So for that's why you can see, you know, how important it is to study philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, you know, such as the presentation of the afflictions, yeah? Because the whole point of studying this extensive list of the afflictions in detail is so that, you know, we are very clear as to what those individual afflictions are, such that when they arise in the mind, you know, we can immediately, oh, this is this and that is that, and this is what I need to do. Yeah. So the whole point is to give us and to have a tool in our hands to be able to identify them correctly and then do something about it. Yeah. Okay. So we have to know the afflictions in order to deal with them. And we need to deal with the afflictions because they torture us. Yeah, really. I mean, you know, they really cause us suffering, yeah. Okay, so if you want to deal with suffering, then we have to deal with the causes that brings about suffering, which are the afflictions. In order to deal with the afflictions, we have to know them well, such that, you know, we can identify them correctly. And it's for the reason that's why that people engage in extensive study of Buddhist philosophy.
Yeah. 갑골랑어도다 남 타고도다 다치 표지민도 세야 삼만 번 것이 골고도 이나에다 님보디 드니바 로하디 님보디 냐가디 신과
So this is the essence of, you see how important it is, why do people engage in such studies, you know? So you have to see the point, because a lot of times, you know there are people who always wonder, oh, what's the point of studying all this, it's no benefit, no use, no. There's no need. You know, that kind of thing.
What is that? Tinema, what in this? That Nibata, Kazan, that Nibal less of so said, but that Tinema less Kades Sagres, that Nimu Monson, that Nimu Kunan, their Sagres, that's all Kazan, that Kunjum, the machine and the Kunjum shape covered us under what? Just on the Nimu. 내주디 셰타가체 다 니몬디 꾸네랑체 다 레칸데 사그레스 로와 어디 숨고야 되나
So in a we've been discussing about the afflictions, yeah, quite a fair bit right now, and what is the context in which we are discussing this, yeah? We are talking about the Four Noble Truths, and in particular True Origins, isn't it? Yeah, we are examining this in the context of the truth of the origins of suffering. Okay, so up to here is the discussion on the afflictions. Next is how we accumulate karma. Yeah, how is karma accumulated? Okay, so next is how we thereby accumulate karma. So that is will be treated in two sections. Yeah? Identifying the karma that you accumulate, and then how you accumulate karma.
What is it? That tambola. That color. That on that. That supper, can supper, let Mosson set it that on the let simple let on some let, sinet on the lay me, that on board, can supper, let Sudokana, simple let, some let, sinet.
So, the first one, identifying the karma that you accumulate, okay? So, there is two, yeah? There is the karma that is intention. And karma that is the intended action.
What is it? 독스도가라 다 삼배네 세대 가제스는 삼배네 랑다 충분되게 셈이 유라 여신 고어 체베 심중 얘기 내서서다.
Okay, so there is karma, there is intention, and karma, there is the intended action. That is the good translation. Yeah, you should stick with this, yeah, and not the one in the root text. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Okay, karma, there is intention, and then karma, there is the intended action. Bole. The first one. What is karma? That is intention. Karma that is intention is the mental karma that involves the mind. It acts to engage the mind in virtuous, non-virtuous, intention is mental karma. I forget about the quotation. Intention is mental karma, a mental process that moves and urges the mind with which it is associated toward objects.
어떻게 송제 다 되냐마 삼배네 세대 간절해서 그래서는 삼바디 꾸냥하게 루마네 쓰니샤 사도나
뭐래? I'll just repeat. It's not I read from the wrong section. So karma that is intention. What is it? Intention is mental karma, a mental process that moves and urges the mind, which it is associated toward objects. Then what is the second one? Karma, that is the intended action. This is the physical and verbal action motivated by intention. Okay, so the second one, karma, that is the intended action. What is it? This is the physical and verbal action motivated by intention. Boleh. Okay, as for the karma, that is the intended action, which is the physical and verbal action motivated by intention. Yeah. There are four Buddhist philosophical systems here, or the four Buddhist tenets here. Okay. The Great Exposition School, or the Vaibhashikas, they consider intended actions to be form. Yeah. And when we talk about form, there is a perceptible form and imperceptible form, or usually translated as revelatory form. I have some difficulty pronouncing that word. Revelatory form and non-revelatory form. Right, Ross? You understand the English meaning of those words, not? I mean, the root word is to reveal, isn't it? Revelatory, yeah. Reveal. Revealing and not revealing, yeah. Or perceptible and imperceptible, pretty much the same, right? There is perceptible and imperceptible forms here. So when we tie in with karma, then you know, sometimes you know, by looking at the mannerisms of an individual, one can infer that the person, let's say, is upset, is angry. But sometimes, so I mean, that will be an example of something that's revelatory, perceptible, right? But sometimes, but you can't really tell the intention behind just by judging the person's external behavioral mannerisms, right? So that will be something like what we call imperceptible or non-revelatory.
어든지 다든다 님 가서 쉬바나 쉬네 가서 얘기 가르스나 숨남 뒤니 내장 인세다 뒤집어도 되게 하래 람당 레당 람지 잡아 가서 다 얘기 시도가 내인 람만 인세 잡아지 말아 최소화 레당 람세디 숨 람인스 뒤 내장 인세 람다 내니까 인세 좋아 그러나
아 So you know in the when we were talking about the 10 non-virtuous actions, right? So seven has been said, out of the 10, seven are considered to be both actions and path of actions, yeah? While three are just path of actions, right? So, you know, when we so that you know behind the physical and verbal action, during the motivational phase of a physical or verbal action, there is a karma. Yeah, there's an intention, right? At the motivational phase of a physical and verbal action, yeah. That intention is the very thing that drives the mind, which moves the mind towards its object, right? Yeah. So that intention, that karma at the time of the motivational phase, that is the karma, that is intention.
Sembele.
Right? Karma, that is intention. Sembele. Dividen.
Sembele. Sembele.
So there is karma, that is intention, and there's karma, that is intended action, right? Right, in the text here, in identifying the karma that you accumulate, there are two, yeah? Karma that is intention, and karma that is the intended action.
Hello,
Mori? What is karma that is intention? The first one, karma that is intention. You know, for a physical or verbal act, at the time of the motivational phase, there is a thought, a mental factor that moves the mind towards its object, right? That is called karma or intention. In full, karma, that is intention. Bole?
Oh, tuxine. That's sambe le, sedugala.
Then what is karma that is intended action? With that karma that is intention at that motivational phase, which moves the mind towards its object, then that intention is expressed in the form of an action, isn't it? Physical or verbal action, isn't it? The act is manifested, it's carried out, isn't it? Yeah, it takes on a form, isn't it? Yeah, so that is karma, that is the intended action, yeah. Well, according to the Vaibhashika, that's the great exposition school, the karma that is intended action is a form. Yeah. So according to the Vaibhashikas in the Great Exposition School, the karma that is intention is a mental factor, karma that is the intended action is a form. So as the other tenets here, which is the Sutra School, rusty, long time never think. The Sutra School, the Mind Only School, and the Middle Way School, including the Consequentialist, it seems that it will be incorrect to posit karma that is intended action as form. They will have to be posited. Karma that is intended action would have to be posited as a mental factor.
Oh, that kandeji shagre sena, that dode ba menche, that kandeji shagre sena, that lunga ge rikche ge namju tumba shorwa, tumbe nyakab ki samjung samba shorwes. Ti nyakab ki samjung samba di, that sambe le se di kore es, that dode ba menche ge duksha hai.
So for the proponents of the Sutra School and so forth, going up the hierarchy, all of them were assert that, you know, at the time when the physical or verbal action is manifested, yeah, is carried out, right? At that time, there is a mental factor of intention at that time. Yeah. So for them, they consider this mental factor of intention at that time when the physical and verbal action is manifested, when it's carried out, they consider that to be the karma that is the intended action. Basically, in short, yeah, the Sutra School, the Mayanini School, the Midway School consider the karma that is intended action to be a mental factor. So the Vaibhashikas divide physical and verbal karma into two types, the perceptible and imperceptible, and hold that both types always have form. Vatsubandhu refutes this, asserting that physical and verbal karma are intentions that work along with perceptible, physical and verbal behavior. Thus, both forms of karma, intention and intended, are actually intentions.
Okay. Do you understand or not?
Okay, first, are you clear that there are these two kinds of karma? Karma that is intention, and karma that is intended action, right?
Oh, that did since that kandijil segre sena ta kulung ki nekab lunga ki didan dicho ni kulung ki nekab ki.
Yeah, Okay, yeah, you have the karma that is intention and karma that is the intended action, right? Okay, let's look in, we need an illustration for both, right? So let's talk about an illustration of the first one, karma that is intention. At the motivational phase of a physical or verbal action, at the motivational phase, there is a thought, or strictly speaking, a mental factor that moves the mind towards its object, isn't it? What do you call that? Karma, that is intention.
That did you song? That's okay. Now second one. Don't forget the first one.
You must think more of the meaning, not so much the English, you know. Because you know the very word action in English, you know, has a very is connotation of you know anything else other than what Buddhist philosophy says, yeah.
Okay, so first one is clear. So now second one, okay? Ta sambe le sudu. Ta kulung de kuna lande, ta sokcho ki ta le la chukpa chiyaro wa ta. Lunga ki rikche tunji ta le la chiyaro chungro wa. Ti nekab la, lunga ki namju koron, sambe le re sengi shanye chiyo. Ti ma re s, ta rikche ki chukpa na nyamdu simjung chiyo re s. Yula chungi simjung chiyo re.
Okay, so karma, that is intention, exists at the motivational phase of a physical and verbal action. Yeah, it moves the mind towards its object. Yeah? So with that, then you know, let's say you know we engage in a physical or verbal action. Let's say one decides to kill a living being. So when one acts on the intention. In the you know in the process of killing the sentient being, that action manifests yeah from the intention, isn't it? So at the time of that action, when you're carrying out the action, so at the time of carrying out the action manifests yeah in a particular manner, isn't it? Yeah. So for some people, they consider that to be karma, that is the intended action. Form, that's why form.
Oh, that the chick timare start on the Tama Shambatan timare Lumaki, that number to me, Nakabla, and Simjung Giores, Villa Junior Simjung Giores. That is some less in a cola shakores.
Bully. So some consider. With the intention, let's say you carry out the killing, isn't it? Yeah. So the very act of you know killing, you know the very act, you know the physical act, yeah. It takes the act, yeah. So some consider that you know that to be the karma that is the intended action. Okay, that's how it's formed. Yeah. Whereas there are others who say that no, that cannot be the karma that is the intended action. For them, what is it? What is the karma that is the intended action? At the time of carrying out the act of killing, for example, there is a mental factor that moves the mind towards its object, right? They consider that mental factor at the time of carrying out the act of killing to be the karma that is the intended action. I certainly do get a lot of practice repeating these words. Although I'm not exactly sure what I'm saying, but anyway.
Frankly speaking, you think about it. That's the thing.
Yes, We have to just get used to some of these technical terms here. I mean, it's all well and easy, you know? I mean, just to talk about their meanings, you know, and just give some examples, you know, without using these terms, yeah. But one of the reasons why we stick to these technical terms is that, in a way, it's a preparation for our future studies of the Buddhist philosophy. So when you look at these Buddhist philosophical texts, yeah, the text, because everything is very precise, yeah. It's not wishy-washy, you know, it's like, everything is very precise. So the words themselves are very precise. That's why the terms are very specific, yeah. And these are the terms that are used in the text. So if we don't get used to some of these terms now in the future when we, you know, look at, you know, Buddhist philosophy, and then, you know, yeah, then you know what will happen. Yeah, I mean, it's quite challenging at times, yeah, to learn, you know, these technical terms, yeah. But I guess it's a matter of getting used to it, yeah. So you hear it one time, you know, two times, and you read it again, you know, again, and after a while, and, you know, you just learn it, yeah.
독신 제단 담어서 다 신의 장교를 제단 다 굳진다 차직 용 차직 퇴신 남성 아니 즉 신배자와 지나 너도 이 말해 신 두고 말해 이나야 다고 대성의 섬주 차지되는 배만도 양양도 다고야 어떻게 이 말해 와다 차직 진 남성 즉 다 신만순 섬주 차나 아니 변도 매 말해 무슨 섬주 깨지다고야
에이 hello. We're only looking this for the first time. That was English. I mean, a lot of us, I mean, is looking at this for the very first time, right? So it is. It's kind of wrong, you know, to expect that. Oh, I hear it for the first time. I have to get it right away. I have to know the terms. I have to know their meanings. It's not going to happen for anyone, right? Yeah. So if you get discouraged, you know, just because you didn't get it. On just hearing it for the first time, you know, then I think then you know it's not really right, you know, to have the kind of expectations. So we just have to become more familiar and accustomed to some of these technical terms, yeah. Because we are dealing with rocket science, you know. Yeah, it is difficult, yeah. So.
What in the shop? That on that in the shin, that in the shop, that on the new material, that comes so much of it, said the Sambelets. Sambelet or Sambelet, Shasha, that the condition is secured.
Yeah, so get accustomed to the terms and to keep them in mind, because if you look at all the different teachings and the different texts, yeah, they are all linked to one another. No? There's all this, yeah. Okay. So, with regards to these two kinds of karma, just you have to know what they are and know what they are, yeah.
What did they say?
We also have to understand that the current discussion of karma is in the context of the second noble truth, you know, the true origins of suffering, isn't it? Yeah. And within that, of course, the karma that that propels us, projects rebirth in cyclic existence is Oh no, my brain just stopped. It's contaminated. Yes, contaminated. Yeah. So the karma that projects a rebirth in cyclic existence, right? In relation to that, here there's a discussion of the three types of karma. Is that this is a different way of dividing karma, right? Virtuous, non-virtuous, and ethically neutral. So in general, those are the three kinds of karma. But when we talk about the projecting karma that throws a rebirth in cyclic existence, then there is a virtuous, non-virtuous, and invariable karma. Yeah. Virtuous. So the non-meritorious, meritorious, and invariable, yeah. The last paragraph on page 303.
Tira setna kola tela mikewe leni sona maimbe leni la sona mge leni dokambe sedu mikewe leso miwe leni sok sumegi sedu mi tega sakpadan chewe leso oso tuksun.
Non-virtuous karma is karma that is non-meritorious. Meritorious karma is virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the desire realm. Invariable karma is contaminated virtuous karma in the minds of beings of the form or all formless realms.
So the
effects of karma is a feeling. So what we desire is pleasant feelings, right? Yeah? So we desire pleasant sensations and feelings arising from contact with objects such as certain kinds of pleasant forms, pleasant sounds, and so forth. Yeah. But due to our attachment for the pleasant sensations that arises from enjoying these objects, then we accumulate a non-meritorious karma. Yeah.
Yeah.
We accumulate non-meritorious karma, which then throws us into a miserable realm. There are individuals who are inclined, who desire a birth as a human being or a god. Yeah. Then, motivated by the desire, they accumulate karma that will cause them to have such a rebirth. The karma that they accumulate is called a meritorious karma. Due to accumulating meritorious karma, they create the cause. Due to accumulating meritorious karma, they will be reborn as a human and desire realm gods. Then there are those individuals who are not so inclined towards the pleasant sensations, pleasant feelings that arises due to enjoying the five desirable objects, the external objects, but rather they are more inclined, they are more interested in experiencing pleasant feelings inside mentally, you know? Especially the feelings and the pleasant feelings that are associated with concentration. So motivated by that desire, then they accumulate, then they engage in actions, and they accumulate the karma that will cause them to be reborn in the form and formless realms. So that karma that they accumulate is called invariable karma. So these individuals are attached to the pleasant sensations or feelings arising from concentration, and then they accumulate the karma, they accumulate the projecting karma that will cause them to be born in the first, second and third concentrations. And there are individuals who have even gone and transcended that desire for the bliss arising from inward, from concentration. There are individuals who become attached to the feeling of equanimity without being attached to even the blissful sensations arising from concentration. So those individuals accumulate the karma to be born in the fourth concentration, the fourth level, the fourth concentration, which is of the form realm. They also create the projecting karma to be born in the formless realms. So the text then goes on to discuss the types, the individuals, the types of persons who accumulate karma.
어떻게 다 담보니 다 남용 모습으로 떠나니 내년이 온 거기와는 막 여장 편지기 내서 좀 쏠았어. 그러 편지기 내서 봐보니 대신 좀 남쳐도 전보는 내가 내 책이 소속이고 담제도 없어.
Okay, once you have perceived the reality that is selflessness, you may still be reborn in cyclic existence by the power of former karma and the afflictions, but you will not accumulate any new karma that can impel such rebirth. Hence, every ordinary person from the highest level of the supreme stage of the mind, a path of preparation on down, accumulates karma that impels rebirth in cyclic existence.
어떻게 다 돈다 인거 되라 갔으나 다 변제기 내 소바보 세디 아니 담보 모습도 통사나 변제기 내 썩어 말했어 변제기 내 상에디 담보 모습도 맞으면 내가 봐샤해 그리고 다 파파도 소제에서 담보 모습도 통사도 파파세 담보 모습도 맞으면 소제에서 다 내 상에디 소소제고 샤고래 파파 말해 숨겨야래
Those who have the direct realization or perception of emptiness, they do not accumulate projecting karma. Yeah? Okay? So, those who have realized emptiness directly, who have perceived reality directly, are called Aryas, or superior beings. Those who have not perceived emptiness directly are called ordinary beings. So, Aryas, or superior beings, do not accumulate projecting karma. Only ordinary beings do. So, in short, ordinary, who are the ones who accumulate projecting karma? Answer is ordinary beings.
That's it. Yeah? As simple as that. Ordinary beings. But he can just lack and disagree, Sena. Damn, then the ghost will. So,
So if we are within that basis, then if you create non-virtuous actions physically, verbally, or if you're mentally involved in non-virtue, yeah, such as, for example, killing, for example, then they accumulate non-meritorious karma. those who perform virtuous acts within the such as practicing generosity or maintaining ethical discipline, accumulate meritorious karma. And those who cultivate meditative states, accumulate karma abiding at the level of the meditative stabilizations of the form or formless realms or formless absorptions, they accumulate invariable karma. So next, how one dies and is reborn in cyclic existence will be covered in the next session.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you have time, if you can read up on this here before the class. Okay, there is a discussion. There's a discussion session on Sunday, right? Are you ready for the questions? The negativities are purified through the application of the four powers. Is there an order in the application of the four powers? If so, what? Wow.
Power.
It's the same question, yeah. Continuing, okay? Continuing from where I stopped, what did I say? Next is how should I put it? What is the meaning of the phrase karma is purified? What is the purpose of explaining the path of the person of medium capacity after the path of a person of small capacity? What is the purpose of explaining the path of a person of medium capacity after the path of a person of a small capacity, right?
That 미타베 랑신 인상 동아와 간데스 쪽 그랬어. 다 동아와 인상 한 다음에 막 간데스 쪽 그랬어.
You see, remember the quotation from Dhammakati? So it's connected to that there. Explain how it is miserable on the basis how it is miserable due to impermanence. You know that quotation? Likewise, you know, explain how, what is the third one? You know, self, how is it selfless? Because it's miserable. It's a question on the quotation from Dhammapati.
What to say? I need to Korwa say that since she's on Korwa say that. That's it.
You can continue, the question can continue. Give an illustration of cyclic existence.
Anybody can give?
Give an illustration of cyclic existence.
Okay,
the next question. What is the view of the transitory collection? Is there a difference between the view of the transitory collection and ignorance? We have an announcement. Something that some people will not be terribly excited about. Oh yes, that's the magic word. Exam. Exam is scheduled for the 3rd of June. 3rd of June at 1:30 p.m. Sunday, 3rd of June, 1:30 p.m. Our class will continue after Vesak, right? And in the week before and the exam, they will not have class on the 31st of May, Thursday. Okay? We will not have class on the 31st of May. That's about it. So now that you know when the exam will be held, so you should start to revise, you know, look at your material, read up, you know.
Rangjong re, so tuzu tidu mato kumande wache.
Okay? So if you want to, you know, if you want to talk about revision time for exam, it is from now till exam time. The exam will cover everything up to the day of the exam.
Okay. Don't worry, the exam will be very easy. Yeah. Not so difficult. Yeah. But that doesn't mean don't study now. Okay? So you must know that. Oh, Tokarisha. So last time some of the students they request me to lead some meditation. You know, I supposed to lead meditation this coming Sunday. But now I don't think so I can do it this Sunday. The plan was maybe morning 2 session, do some loving guided meditation. So but due to my own yeah, I have some problem myself, some difficulties, so I cannot do whole day. So maybe I'll see another time. Okay? Yeah. The discussion the yogache so tambochagaro.
So we will have discussion at 1:30 p.m. this Sunday. Okay. All right. I'll finish off with the usual prayers.